In this bulletin, two German tourists caught in Victoria after bypassing quarantine in Sydney. A Japanese space capsule ends a six-year mission, landing in the South Australian outback. And in rugby union, the Wallabies praised for singing the Indigenous language Australian anthem ahead of a Tri-Nations draw with Argentina. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. All passengers on a Virgin Airways flight to Melbourne have been asked to self-isolate after two German travellers failed to quarantine in Sydney before boarding a flight to Melbourne. Those on Saturday's flight VA838 from Sydney at midday and arriving in Melbourne at 1:25pm are advised to immediately quarantine at home and contact Victoria's Department of Health and Human Services. Passengers at Melbourne Airport's Domestic Terminal 3 are being urged to get tested if they have any symptoms. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the two travellers will remain in mandatory quarantine in Victoria for the next fortnight. He says he's spoken to his New South Wales counterpart, Brad Hazzard, who has assured him that an investigation is being carried out into how the pair breached the security arrangements at Sydney Airport, which require overseas travellers to go into hotel quarantine. The COVID-19 breach follows another incident in October when 55 New Zealanders entered Victoria after travelling through Sydney Airport without being quarantined. An advisor to the World Health Organization is urging a drastic overhaul of Australia's hotel quarantine system after a Sydney hotel worker contracted COVID-19. It comes as Victoria and South Australia prepare for the resumption of international flights from next week. Epidemiologist Professor Mary Louise McLaws is calling for staff to wear eye protection and quarantine hotels to be moved from CBDs to regional areas. She says airline and hotel quarantine staff should be tested for coronavirus each time they finish their shift, not just once a week.
We need to take this seriously and start using rapid point-of-care antigen testing. They are not perfect, but neither is allowing staff going into the community from their high-risk job without knowing at all if they're safe. And testing once a week only leaves the other 6 days of great uncertainty.
Russia has begun its first mass COVID-19 vaccination program, prioritising high-risk groups such as health workers, teachers and social workers. Thousands of people in Moscow have signed up to receive the free Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine over the weekend. The vaccine was approved by authorities in August, and developers say it's 95% effective with no major side effects. A director at the Moscow Department of Healthcare, Alexei Bezameni, says the vaccine is available at 70 clinics. A spacecraft carrying pieces of an asteroid that could provide clues to life on our planet has landed in South Australia. Japan's Hayabusa 2 spacecraft has successfully separated a capsule and sent it to land near the remote town of Woomera in South Australia. The Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency collected the samples 1 year ago from the asteroid Ryugu, about 300 million kilometres away from Earth. Space enthusiast Daichiro Ryoko, who was watching from a public viewing event, says it was a tense moment.
I heard that if the separation did not work, Hayabusa itself would crash into the Earth. I'm really glad that it was successfully released. My heart was beating a bit faster when I was watching.
And to sport in rugby, the Wallabies have been praised after singing the national anthem in a First Nations language and English ahead of their Tri-Nations game against Argentina. It's the first time a joint language version of the anthem has been performed at an international event. Australian Paralympic athlete Richard Coleman described the rendition as incredible and inspiring, adding that he hopes the rendition is performed again by other athletes. Wallabies captain Michael Hooper says the team had regular practice sessions with musician Olivia Fox, who also co-performed, to learn the language of the Eora Nation.
We were practicing it during the week, and our guys were, it was never a question, we were very proud to have that opportunity to do it, and I think it sounded pretty good too. So, you know, wearing an Indigenous jersey, singing that in Aboriginal and then Australia, then English, was great, and it was great to be a part of.
The Wallabies and Pumas finished deadlocked at 16 all. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide, shower or 2, 20. Melbourne, shower or 2, windy, 20. Hobart, showers, windy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 19. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 28. Sunny in Sydney, 32. Newcastle, sunny, 34. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Similar conditions in Cairns, 33. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33. This is SBS News.